We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not a lot to say. We didn't perform well enough tonight. Not coaching, not playing. You can chalk it up to the turnover game, but, you know, we weren't good enough in a lot of other areas of communication in terms of detail. Just not a good night for us. And in the single elimination tournament, we don't have a good night to go home. We understand that. We didn't do enough. We didn't position them in enough good circumstances. We didn't make enough plays, particularly in the critical moments. You know, we were a group that died on the vine.
Presented by Chafin Lujan, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Wish we were talking about something else. Steelers blown out by the Browns. Mike Tomlin now. Three straight years he has presided over a late season collapse. Four straight years now the Steelers have failed to win a playoff game. That's the longest drought since the late 80s, 85 to 88, for Chuck Knoll and company. But Knoll had four Super Bowl rings on his finger, so a tad bit different for him. Give Knoll the benefit of the doubt more than you would Mike Tomlin. And he got out-coached by a man cave. John Butchagross of ESPN, I lifted that from him, but it's right. He got out-coached by a man cave, by a team that wasn't allowed to practice until Friday. His team got its butts whooped by the Browns. And, okay, so the question becomes, should the Steelers fire him? And I've long been a very vocal, critic of Tomlin would be a fair way of putting it, Chris. Here's what I would do. I would bring him back the last year of his contract in 2021. I would make sure Ben Roethlisberger is gone. And I would say, show us something this year, Mike. We're not going to give you an extra year. We're not going to pay you not to work in 2022. We're not going to set up your contract where we fire you and then you get, you know, a going away present from us. We've had assistant coaches on our staff who have coached in the last year of their deal. Fichtner was a lame duck coach this year, should at least be. Doesn't have a year on his contract beyond 2020. We ask our players to play in the final year of their contracts all the time. We had 18 players who were headed to free agency on our roster, and you asked them to give you 100% effort. We're going to ask that out of you in 2021. You have not, based on the way your team finished, it's not how your team is doing in the middle of the year that counts. Your team finished awfully, and it's a pattern of behavior. So you got to go into 2021 and prove something to us. Maybe it's you make Mason Rudolph look like a franchise quarterback with a new offensive coordinator, and even if you go 9-7 or 9-8, like the caller said, 17-game schedule next year, and get bounced in the first round, maybe we deem that a good coaching job. But you can't say that about this year. What you absolutely can't do is, even if it's just a paperwork move, you can't have the optics of rewarding this coach with a new deal, with more money. You can't. Somebody else might want to do that, right? I mean, somebody else might look, you know, the old idea, well, if Tomlin got fired, he'd get hired 5 seconds later.
That's irrelevant, fine. Though, to this. That's irrelevant to this particular discussion. I look at him, so it's funny that you bring up, like, this standard. He's going to, if he coaches next year, and I think he will, the Steelers don't really, you know, make not rash decisions, but they don't like to. I think they take it as a point of organizational pride that they don't fire coaches. He'll have coached next year the same
to their detriment, I think.
Well, I think they're conservative. I think their conservatism is detrimental overall, and it's showing more and more in an era where the NFL is getting more and more into the other direction. He coaches next year. He'll have coached 241 games, one more than Bill Cowher in the same number of years, because next year's a 17-game schedule and so forth. If he wins four games next year, he'll have tied Bill Cowher's wins mark. But that's irrelevant to me. I like what you said about him. I don't think 15 years and not having one, like people always say, or I always say, what has Ben Roethlisberger done for them lately? Same thing with Mike Tomlin. He won a Super Bowl in year two. He went to the Super Bowl in year four. And since then, it's been a whole lot of bupkis. I've been by far a more defensive person when it comes to Tomlin than you, and then most people, I think. Trying to say, like, hey, the guy wins a ton of football games. That's not good enough anymore, though. I want to see this specifically when he comes back next year and sort of not reproves himself, but reasserts control. I work under the impression or the idea that Ben Roethlisberger carries a whole lot of weight in that locker room and in that franchise because he's the star quarterback and he's the big money guy. Mm-hmm. I want to see Mike Tomlin reassert some control over the proceedings here. And you can do that when Ben Roethlisberger's gone. And because Ben Roethlisberger's not winning jack squat anymore in the NFL of significance, you can cut him guilt-free if he won't retire. I want to see Mike Tomlin. You know what else I want to see him do? And this is something I will blame he and Ben for in somewhat equal measure, at least when it comes to the offensive coordinator. Go look at that. You've brought this up. I'm going to continue stealing points from you because I like them. Go look at their coaches page. This isn't ageist at all. This is just, like, reality. Where are the young guys with new ideas, the up-and-comers? Where is the replenishment of your coaching brain trust? Where is the guy who's been an assistant maybe or has been a position coach or has been a quality control guy who's going to get a shot? It's Keith Butler, who sounds like he was coaching defense for the first time, like back when the wing T was in vogue. It's Randy Feitner, who sounds like... What's Randy, like, when you say mesh concept to Randy Feitner, does he think you're talking about clothing or something like that? Their offense is not anything exotic. I'm not even going to mention
They're
Danny
like
Smith's
a fart
name.
In a skillet.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Coach Randy. How about some new blood? How about you tell Mike Tomlin, who I think has an affinity for all these older guys, because I think Mike Tomlin kind of has the old soul vibe about him a little bit, like he has that old school mindset. How about you tell him to find some new people in here with new ideas and see how it goes? If he were to put Mason Rudolph out there next year, new offensive coordinator, an overhauled defense where he's either got full agency of it or, because I don't like that idea, Mike Vrabel couldn't handle it this year in Tennessee, or he's got a new guy with new ideas, a younger guy, how about if Mike Tomlin goes like 10-7 with that team and Mason Rudolph looks actually solid, then we say, okay, this guy can really coach. This guy can really make it happen on his own.
I just need to
what
see...
What is the harm in that?
Yeah, I just need to see evidence of an understanding...
I need to see him take control. I need to see him retake control of the franchise.
Yeah, I know, but here's what I'm getting at, is that I need to see that the Steelers don't have watered-down expectations anymore, and that they can't fall back on 12-4, and we won the AFC North this offseason.
How about they're not conservative with this kind of thing for the sake of being conservative? Because that's what it sort of seems like they're heading towards,
Chris,
now.
We
do things this way because we've always done things this way, and there's no animating reason behind it.
Yeah, but I mean, they went out and traded a first-round draft pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick, so they've at least departed from that a little bit in certain areas. What I don't get about last night is you actually got to go to work this week, unlike the Browns. And the best you can come up with to start a game is, with their top two corners out, Denzel Ward, Kevin Johnson, with Olivier Vernon, their second biggest threat as a pass rusher, out, our backup quarterback just moved the ball in the air against them last week. The first time in his life he's looked like an effective NFL quarterback. And you decided to zig when everyone else is zagging, you decided, let's go with power football, run the ball. After, number one, we spot them a 7-0 lead by our own foolishness. And then you come out after that and say, let's run the ball. Let's use Derek Watt. Like, that was their big statement. You take your best run-blocking offensive lineman out of the game. Kevin Dotson, the guy that's been the best at it. You say, we're going to run the ball by hook or by crook. Without him, we're voluntarily benching him. And we're going to put Matt Filer back in, and we're going to show everybody that we can run the ball. It was so stupid.
That's the offensive side, Pony. You're not even mentioning the side, if this is a discussion about Tomlin, that he has far more agency and direct control over defense. You put Robert Spillane in there. What was happening to Robert Spillane? They were doing the classic cover Keenan Allen with a linebacker routine, except it was Jarvis Landry just humiliating Spillane in space. Avery Williamson looked clearly like the better player, had come into his own with this team. You have him barely play. What was it,
13 snaps
for Williamson?
Yep.
Okay. You have – now, this is one where this is like Tomlin to a T for me. And forget about all like the in-game decisions, which I know we'll talk about later. He is a big believer in my guys are better than your guys, right? Like, that has been said about him. Guys have said that's how he coaches. He believes in his players, and he believes in what they're going to do, so he just generally says go out there and do it. Although we saw him at halftime this year against a top-five quarterback in the league, in my opinion, Deshaun Watson, make a bunch of adjustments and stifle them, okay? He goes out there and has his team, with the other team's offensive line, really beat up. Instead of stunting some interesting little blitzes and maybe trying to take extra advantage of the fact that they're going to be confused mm-hmm. because they haven't played together, he just says, nah, go out there and beat them, guys. How? Tell me how that's acceptable at that point. You're just saying, well, their guys stink, you guys are good, go out there and win one-on-one. How about you make it even more difficult on them? Whatever happened to trying to take wring every last drop of advantage out of a favorable situation for you and an unfavorable situation for your opponent that you could? I guarantee you, and I hate it when people bring this guy up constantly as like some sort of chess master because he got revealed a little bit to not be so much of that this year. Bill Belichick would not have let the Browns skate like that with that offensive line in pieces. There's no way. He would have had some exotic stuff cooked up. He would have had full advantage taken of the fact that they weren't practicing, the Steelers were, and he would have made sure his team was making Baker Mayfield's life a living hell, whether they fell down early in the game or not.
I think a way a football team starts a game is a direct reflection of the coach. I think coaches have a lot to do with the way the game begins, because that part isn't really about adjustments. It's, this is what we believe in, this is what we've preached, this is what we've worked on all week. Let's now show them what we've got. And for the Steelers in playoff games to have been outscored in the first quarter by a combined score of 35-0 against Cleveland and Jacksonville is wildly unacceptable. It is beyond, in a league where it's supposed to be a razor-thin margin between two teams, for the Steelers on paper to be the better team in both games and to have gotten blitzed like that, down 35-0 combined in two games, is I
wouldn't call it great.
Wait, actually, it's worse than that. Actually, it's worse than that. It's 42-0, right? They got down to Jacksonville 14-0 in the first quarter, and they got down what was it yesterday? 28-0.
Yep.
I mean, you can't make it up. So I would bring Tomlin back, but he's on very thin ice. And
well, it's double secret probation for him. That's what it is. I mean, I think you've said it well here. Again, it pains me to admit that you have made so many good points thus far that I can't add anything like novel
Craig, are you
to
firing
them,
him?
But it's time to prove it.
No, the Steelers won't fire him. But
no, not with the
are
Steelers.
Are you firing him?
Yeah, would
no,
you fire
here's
him?
What I do with Mike Tomlin. I say, Mike,
oh, no.
I want huge changes to your staff. I want huge changes to the way you operate in certain regards, and we're going to go over them. You now have an option. You can make those changes.
What if
changes.
He says no? I believe in these guys.
That's your thing. You can make the changes that I'm telling you to make, or this agreement we have for a deal next year, you're going to be the one that declines it and moves on because we're not going to accept it at that point. So you have the option.
So you're making
Here's
a pick between doing a Munchak or and walking away
yep.
and not firing all his guys or doing it?
You want to remain
well,
loyal
in your equation,
to the same
though,
people who dug this hole? Go ahead, but you're not going to be
here. In your
here,
equation,
man.
Though, Craig, hold on. In your equation, Ben is coming back next year, so like hell is Ben Roethlisberger going to accept a new OC? So what are you going to do, have Tomlin overhaul his entire defensive staff?
I just basically admit that Ben's going to run the offense anyways.
Oh, good, okay. Well, that's a good way to empower
well,
a head coach.
What's that gotten the Steelers?
Better than Randy Feuchner calling the plays. Like you said, a coach's responsibility early in games.
Why wasn't
what
Ben
has Randy
calling
Feuchner
them
done early
Hold
on.
Why wasn't Ben Roethlisberger, who helps come up with that script, why wasn't he doing more of that then?
Do we know
why
he helps
he
come up
with
the script?
Stuff?
I know that he called
Holy
those
crap.
Plays later
Randy
in the game.
Feuchner, I think Randy the Feuchner one, shuts the door
well,
on him?
I think that's the one thing Randy gets to do.
The only thing about the only thing I'll say in Craig's defense on that, Chris, is I would love to know why Ben thought it was a good idea or went along with let's try to trick him and run the ball to start the game. That's not Ben.
You think Ben called a play to hand the ball off to Derek Watt twice?
Do you think Ben did that to prove a point? Yeah, I'll go along with it. It's not going to work.
In a playoff game, how could he? When he knows that quarterbacks' legacies are defined by, like, he's not going
to. So if you don't think he did it to be passive aggressive, just hear me out here, boys. If you don't think he did it, allowed them to do it, or went along with it to be sort of passive aggressive and prove a point, and you don't think he would treat a playoff game as anything but the gravest of serious things.
Yeah, we know he cares. He cried after the game.
Ipso facto, then Ben Roethlisberger was okay with it, it sounds like. He's got full agency to say, guys, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Why would he say, that's a good idea, let's run the ball against a team that's without its best defensive
backs? Unless
he
thought it. Unless he thought it.
What would make him think that, though?
Temporary insanity? I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.